Sunday, November 28th, 2021, 2:03 a.m. Okay, I've been up since about 12:30. I didn't come right out and paint right away. I did some other stuff. I did get to bed really early last night. I passed out around 7:30 or so. Roughly a little over 4 hours sleep, not quite five. So I decided to come out here and start painting. In a little bit, I'll take a break and do my vitals and take my pill and eat my breakfast. It's a couple of days after Thanksgiving, and not much has been going on. We did actually eat some turkey, but we didn't cook a whole turkey. We just cooked some parts, like, you know, drumstick and thighs and wings. So we've been enjoying that. We rarely get to eat stuff like that around here. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we got to eat like that, and that's good enough for us. I'm glad we don't have a whole turkey, because there'll still be some turkey that left over, and we'd be eating until for another couple of days or whatever, and I'm not really crazy about eating that much meat anymore. Let's see. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. There's a new COVID-19 variant called the Omicron coming out of South Africa. They've known about this for at least a couple weeks now. There's definitely cases in Europe, and they're most likely cases here in the U.S. too. So they said it's highly contagious. We don't know how dangerous it is yet, so. But that doesn't stop the governor of New York from creating a state of emergency, and she shut down all elective surgery and community hospitals all across the state. A little bit of an overreaction at this point, but, you know, that's what they like to do. you know, the funny thing is I was watching, I think on Friday, I was watching the new South Park movie, and I never used to watch South Park when it was on TV years ago. The first time I saw South Park was the movie that they had when they were dealing with the problem with China censoring a bunch of stuff, and they were censoring Winnie the Pooh, and they had Winnie the Pooh jailed. Anyway, but this one is now the South Park, the COVID-19, post-COVID-19. and this takes place decades into the future, and they're still having problems with it, and the government's, you know, there's a hint of it popping out somewhere. The government locks down everything. They blocked off the whole town because somebody didn't get, all because somebody didn't get vaccinated. And there's a bunch of other funny stuff in there that's, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, sad but true, you know. And one of the guys was a comedian in there, and I don't know who these characters are, but you know, he'd set up all these jokes, and you could see them coming as kind of like, yeah, you know, jokes about you know, that are politically incorrect. You know, you could see a Polish joke coming down, but the punchline was never funny. It was just something that was politically correctly safe to say. But it just wasn't a punchline. It was just something that had to be said, because he led up to it. But and he set it up for a joke, but the joke never came. And that's kind of what our world is right now, because you can't joke about anything, which is sad, because you know, everybody, it's not a slight on things. It's just a joke. Come on. If you have no sense of humor, fine. I get it. But like Dave Chappelle, he's at least he's not backing down, and I'm kind of happy about that, because for him to back down would be really be sad, let's see, because we need stuff like that. And one of these days, this world will get back to normal, I hope, and some common sense. If you don't agree with that, well, too bad. So, let me get the painting here. The night's wearing on, and it's going to be daybreak soon, and we got to go to church. It's Sunday. So, let me start. Okay, I just, my foot just caught the cord, and this recording device hit the ground pretty good. Broke my little holder, the little handle for it. I guess I have to fix that again. But we'll see if it, it looks like it's working pretty good. And we'll see what, if it's gonna continue to work properly or not. We'll see. If it does, man, this tough little gadget, because it hit the ground good on the concrete floor. So let me get back to Peyton here. Okay, 2:40. Let me go take my vitals and eat my breakfast, and I'll be back in a bit, I guess. We'll see. Okay, so 3:57 a.m. I'm back to starting the paint here. Let's get going. Okay, 7:15. I gotta check on the dog. The wife got up. She's kind of getting ready for church, I guess. So, but we won't be leaving for quite a while. I was working on the dollar bills on the left side of this absolutely free painting. And so I'm going to continue to work on it some more when I get back here from dealing with a dog. So we'll have at it. Oh, I've been listening to music here, and this is Eric Dolphy, Status Seeking, from the Quest album. Anyway, pretty good stuff. So I'll be back. Okay, 7:22. So I'm back for more painting. I gotta start winding it down here. So I'll transition the background of the dollar bills in a little bit and see how that works, and try to get an idea of what I'm supposed to do. So I'll be back. Okay, 7:46 a.m. Getting a little nervous here, so I'm going to clean up and get going here. Have a good one.